The following is an exclusive presentation of Ray TV. Christmas comes to Owings Mills every April. Let's go back to April 25th, 2013, the Ravens War Room.
Matt, Ozzie Newsome, what player did we lose this year to the Texans? Yeah. Okay, now what player is going to be able to come in and line up in our secondary and play the game like a all-pro player? Who? Matt Elam? Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
The perfect scenario. Ozzie Newsome on the phone, and tonight's guest on Ravens 101, Eric DaCosta, assistant general manager, off to the side. You don't get the phone yet. Hug. That's quite a moment for you guys, huh?
It's exciting. You know, you work 9 months to get ready for the pick. Matt was a player that we had very, very high on our list. Very excited about him. We knew the family. We knew the kid. Tremendous football player in college, and it's really the culmination of a lot of hard work.
Tonight, in for Jerry Sandusky, I'm Larry Rosen with Assistant General Manager Eric DaCosta for Ravens One-on-One. And we're going to peer deep into the mind of this young man, as scary as that might be. 18 years as a Baltimore Raven. You came out of Colby College, 1992. Was there a seminal moment for you, Eric, where you realized that this was a profession that you would like to spend your life in, not the coaching, the playing side, but on the scouting side?
I think as a young boy, you know, growing up in just south of Boston, I love the draft. I love personnel. I love the idea of building something, building teams. Very much a football fan and a baseball fan. Loved how the front office would build the team and construct with all the different personalities and the players. And my dad and I always made it an annual event to sit down and read about the prospects in college football and get ready for the draft. And then see the draft unfold was really a thrill.
The Colby College football team in your era, what's the CBB?
Well, the CBB stands for Colby, Bates, and Bowdoin. It's a state rivalry. Fortunately, while I was at Colby, we won four times.
We won five in a row.
Yeah, five in a row. You know, it was not a football powerhouse by any stretch, but it instilled in me a love for the game, a great background, had tremendous coaches up there. And even though football may not have been the most important thing for me in college, when I was on the field, it was clearly the most important thing and really validated my belief that I could work in football someday.
You played linebacker. I mean, 5'9", 155, playing D3 linebacker.
Well, you know, I actually, coming out of high school, I was about 180 and played at about 200, 195 to 200. Now I'm probably 172, 173. But at the time, I was undersized, but I was a defensive end in high school, so the transition to play linebacker wasn't really too big for me.
And how would you scout yourself? Give me the grades you'd give to that DaCosta kid.
Well, I'd be an overachiever. You know, long in intelligence, short on ability, I would say. I loved the game. I was a captain my senior year. Proud of the fact that I was a captain in high school on my team and also a captain on my team in college, and made a lot of great, long-lasting friendships as a football player and understand the value of the locker room and team chemistry and all that goes into it.
Senior year, beat Bates 51-0. We'll never forget that one. When you left there, went to graduate school, got the master's degree in English, and then an internship at the Redskins, and then suddenly another football team was going to come to town in Baltimore. How did you become a founding member of this franchise?
Well, I worked for the Redskins, had the chance to learn from Charlie Casserly, who is a very, very good general manager now in the media. North Turner was the head coach, and you know, just really loved scouting. Cam Cameron was on staff there. You know, had a lot of really, really good coaches. Russ Grimm was there. Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, was there. Jim Hannifin, legendary offensive line coach. Great experience. And fortunately, Charlie and Scott Cohen, who was also working for the Redskins at the time, assistant general manager for the Jets, who's now working for the Buccaneers, recommended me to Ozzie. And the team was just getting ready to move to Baltimore. I came down here, the old facility, I think in May of 1996. George Kokinas picked me up at the airport and I interviewed. and felt like it went pretty well. didn't hear anything for a couple of weeks, was getting antsy. And at some point, Ozzie called me and offered me the position, and I was very, very happy to take it. And that was probably the biggest opportunity that I had ever had in my career.
Do you remember what it was about Ozzie? Because even today, at my age and experience, you know, Ozzie's Valhalla. You know what I mean? Do you remember what that was like at 22, 23 to be across the desk from Ozzie Newsome?
Well, I think during the interview, I was very, very nervous with Ozzie. I think, though, when I got here, almost immediately, he has this unbelievable way of bringing you into the family and making you feel important, even if you're not important, but making you feel important and making you feel comfortable. You know, he would call me in, you know, my first week in the job and let me watch tape with him. We were watching college players on tape, and he would tell me, you know, what skills they had or what techniques they were using or how they used their body or the mobility and different things like that. Could they bend their knees? Did they have short area, you know, quickness and things like that? And I just remember at one point thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, I can't believe Ozzie Newsome's teaching me how to be a scout.
Were you an original 2020? Would you be in that original?
I was, but I made less than $20,000. So, I mean, I think they have to, you know, we call it the 20 for 20 now. And actually, at the time, I made less than $20,000. And now I think our guys actually make more than $20,000. But it's just a nice catchphrase, 20 for 20.
20 for 20 is a $20,000 salary for guys that are about 20 years old. They've gone on to a little bit bigger and better things.
I think I was 25 years old making $18,000, actually.
We'll talk about the life of a scout and the progression up the charts. For Eric DeCostas, Ravens 101 continues in just a moment.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens 101 is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach beginning October 1st. Go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov, and by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.